No worries. Your GM certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your No Worries GM certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only, No Worries, GM certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet, find out why. Kerr Chevrolet, proud sponsors of our pregame show. On our volleyball game of the week as well. Well, let's take a look at what's coming up on our sister stations as promised. Start things off on KHAS, 12:30 a.m. tomorrow. We've got the number 4 Class B ranked Adams Central Patriots taking on Columbus Lakeview in Columbus. Mike Will will have the call for that one. We'll have our pigskin preview for you coming your way at 6 o'clock. And we'll have a 7 o'clock kickoff as the Patriots take on Columbus Lakeview. Jonathan Trumbull will take on number 1 C2 team, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Pregame will be there at 6:45 with Blaine Beulah. Kickoff will come your way at 7. That game will be on our ESPN KICS station, 1550 a.m. Again, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff with Blaine Beulah. So Jonathan Trumbull takes on C2's number 1 team, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Of course, right here on the Breeze, we've got a classic matchup. We've got D2 number 3 ranked Axtell and number 10 ranked Silver Lake Mustangs in Blayton, Silver Lake's home. That's going to be a great matchup right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll have pregame show coming your way at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock from Silver Lake. So that is a great matchup coming your way right here tomorrow on our western side of our coverage. On KXPN 1660 tomorrow, we're going to have Kearney Catholic at Southwest. Randy Bushcutter will have the pregame show your way at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 o'clock on 1460 ESPN, KXPN. That should be a great matchup. We had Kearney Catholic on a little bit earlier in the year also, right here on the Breeze. Also on Classic Hits 98.9, Doug Duda and Tony Davis will have Alma at Amherst. That's going to be a great matchup. Pregame coming your way there at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. It's on KKPR 98.9 Classic Hits. So that is a solid effort of ball games coming your way this weekend. And then, of course, don't forget on Saturday on KHAS, we'll have the Hastings College football. They'll take on Dort. Mike will have the call. The pregame show will come your way at 12:15 Saturday. 1 o'clock will be kickoff time. Again, on KJS, 12:30, Hastings College and Dort. Good matchup going on there. Of course, Huskers are off this weekend, so we won't have any coverage for them on the Breeze. But we've got some great things coming your way. We've got great things coming your way tonight, too. We've got the Shickley Longhorns taking on the Clay Center Wildcats in the third match of our triangular. It will complete the evening, and Clay Center would like to do so with a victory and walk away with two big wins tonight as they continue their goal for a perfect season and a walk into the state playoffs is their goal. We've got our first serve coming our way for the third set in a little over 6 minutes. So stay with us. We'll come back and we'll break down some of the key matchups in tonight's contest between the Clay Center Wildcats and the Shickley Longhorns. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The Shickley Grain Company, Incorporated, proudly supports all the Shickley teams and athletes. The Shickley Grain Company buys, sells, and stores grain and has your fertilizer products. Working for a better community, the Shickley Grain Company wishes continued success in the classroom and on the field. Call Bill at the Shickley Grain Company at 402-627-2425 or 1-800-456-3989 and at www.shickleygrain.com. Good luck, Longhorns, from Shickley Grain Company in Shickley.
Good luck to all the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and from noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop in and see Steve, Jeremy, and Anita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Central in Clay Center. Have a great season, Wildcats, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Clay Center sports teams, athletes, and coaches. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the area, and still eager to serve your farm and town properties and other insurance needs. Over 100 years of providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company in Clay Center. For your nearest agent, call 800-762-3860. Congratulations on a great season to the Clay Center Wildcats from the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center has been your premier carrier of choice since 1946. More than 60 years of serving Clay Center, the state of Nebraska, the Midwest, and carrying into 48 states. For Dahlstein Truck Line to be your choice, call 402-762-3511 or 1-800-228-4313. Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated proudly supports the Clay Center and area students in the classroom and on the athletic fields. Good luck to the Clay Center athletes, teams, and coaches from everyone at Dahlstein Truck Line Incorporated in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's about 4 minutes to go before first serve for our third match of the evening. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5. And, of course, KLIQFM.com. Live streaming at KLIQFM.com. So if you've got someone from out of the area, let them know. You can catch us online. And this game will also be available for podcast, downloadable anytime you feel like listening to it. You can catch it at KLIQFM.com under the podcast section. Our third match of the evening comes your way again from Clay Center. It'll be the Wildcats hosting the Shickley Longhorns, and Clay Center started off the night by taking on number four ranked Gildner and downing them in two sets in a pretty great match to get our volleyball game of the week started. One more game to go, though. They've got to get through Shickley, and Shickley's one of those teams that you can't look past. As they gave Gildner a good run in that second set, and only Gildner's versatility separated them from an even longer night. Gildner exits the triangular 1-1 on the night. Clay Center would like to remain perfect, and Shickley would sure like to get a win and even up the triangular, ruining it for Clay Center, but Clay Center's got a handful of girls that are got a little something to say about that. I'm quite certain that first set for Clay Center, Abby Sorensen stepped up, played some solid ball. Sierra Tompkin, both those girls from the outside were letting them fly, and they were getting some great sets by Jill Boxa as well, and some good play all the way around for Clay Center. Shickley's going to need their girls to step up again. Taylor Hawk's going to have to find her spot. Caressa Reinsch is going to have to do a number at that line as well. And then we expect to see Kaylee Yancey open things up and trying to get it going. There was good play by off the bench from Shickley, too, from Olivia Thomas. She's got a little bit of height to mix things up and keep things interesting for Shickley. You get improved play out of all those girls, and things could get a little bit interesting here. And the last thing you want to do for Clay Center is look past Shickley and just assume that you're the better team when you're going to walk away with it, because you blink or close your eyes, and Shickley's going to be there because they don't go away. And Clay Center's a solid club, and Coach Julie Studnick has got a fine group of girls, and I'm pretty sure she's going to do everything she can to prevent that from happening. Clay Center also very strong on the serve, and that will really set the tone for a team. If you've got girls on the front line that can block at that net, and you've got solid high percentage servers, you got the makings of a very good winning team, because that's where a lot of the battles are won, at the net and at the service line, and that's exactly what Clay Center's doing. Of course, they've got a lot of other versatility in there too, but the Longhorns will certainly have their hands full with Clay Center tonight. Coach Dan Sorge will need some improved play from his underclassmen. Again, not a senior on the Lady Longhorn roster, and only three juniors, the rest sophomores and freshmen, including a pair of freshman starters in Taylor Howe and Kylie Yancey. And we also saw Alex Kluna, the freshman, in there too. Hannah Coy as well will come in and do some serving for Shickley. So that's kind of where everything stands. You've been listening to our Kurt Chevrolet pregame show. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our starting lineup and our first serve of our third match of the night. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Here's the place to go in Shickley. Dog Smokehouse Cafe. It even sounds delicious. Smokehouse Cafe. Dog Smokehouse Cafe is located in downtown Shickley, serving breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday, opening at 6:30 each morning. Dog's Thursday Night Steak Night returns in November. Dog Smokehouse Cafe proudly supports all the Shickley athletes and teams. Dog Smokehouse Cafe in Shickley, a big little town. And for antiques, collectibles, silk flower arrangements, picture framing, and more, shop at the home place in Shickley.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school volleyball action from Clay Center. Rob Austin with you as the Wildcats wrapping up a triangular tonight against Gildner and Shickley. Clay Center has taken the Gildner game earlier, the Gildner match, and now we'll take on Shickley in our third set. Here's our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed, Gary and Jason Stark. For Shickley, Anna Lichty is a 5'9 sophomore. Whitney Walters, a 5'1 sophomore. McKenna Coy is a 5'4 junior. Taylor Elk with a start, a 5'11 freshman. Caressa Reinch is a 5'8. Junior. Kaylee Yancey, the 5'8 freshman, to start the libero, Marissa Hochstetler. For Clay Center, the libero, Danielle Sock. Dylan Woodbury is your center, along with Jill Baxa. Sierra Tompkin on the outside, along with Abby Sorensen. Ravon Hudson's a right side hitter, along with Brianna Bailey. And that is your starting lineup for Clay Center. Brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Proud sponsors of our starting lineup. Action already underway as Clay Center gets the start and gets the point off the serve. And a 1-0 lead already early on. Service underway by Brittany Bay, who did a great job serving. Sorensen goes across the net. This time, too much on it, and we'll lose the service. Out of bounds it goes, tied up at one. Shickley back to serve for the first time. It'll be Whitney Walters to serve, and Walters, at 5'1 and a sophomore, has really composed herself and really done a great job serving tonight. Service is picked up by Brianna Bailey. Sorensen winds up, pounds it down, and gets her first kill of the second, their second match tonight, and Clay Center will pick up the lead and the service, up by one. Back to serve now. A hard shot by Ravon Hudson. It's going to be in for the ace. Hudson makes the big ace and gets the point, and it's a 3-1. Wildcat lead. Winding up, back to serve, toe in the line. This is going to drop in. Coming up to get it was Walters. Now Wildcat set to cover on the left side. Picked up. Brought home by Brianna Bailey, but Shickley there to cover. Sorensen, quick set, quick push around. Baxter really saw an opening and just dinked it over and will get the point. And it's a 3-1 Clay Center lead, or 4-1 Clay Center lead. Ravon Hudson still serving, a 5'6 senior. Winds up, Hunter hammers this one over, and it's going to go back into the net. Battle at the net and into it. We'll go Shickley, so Clay Center will get the win, or get the point, and a 4-point lead, and good service from Ravon Hudson. Keeps it alive. Hard shot. Walters there to pick it up. Set goes up from McKenna Coy. Blocked at the net by Sorensen. Sorensen alongside Brianna Bailey. battling in the net and now getting in on the mix, was backed on the right side. Sorensen comes up and finally takes the battle of the net in their own hands and brings home another kill for Clay Center, and it's a 6-1 lead for the Wildcats here in the first set. Service continues from Ravon Hudson. Hudson winds up, hammers this one over. Walters gets it too close to the net, but it's going to be played nicely by McKenna Coy on the left side. Brianna Bailey lets it go down, and it's going to be fielded by the Longhorns. And here come the Wildcats now. Sorensen hammers it home, and Sorensen, not to be denied, will pick up her third kill of this set already, and it's a 7-1 contest. Wildcats in control early. Four deep are the Longhorns. This one's going to be short. Coming up to get it was Hochsettler. Shot return, and it's going to be just out of bounds, and Clay Center stretches the lead to 7 now, 8-1. Service continues from Ravon Hudson, played by Shickley, even though it was close to going out, and then trying to dink it over quickly was McKenna Coy, and it's not going to go. We've got a 9-1 ball game. Anna Coy comes into the match. McKenna Coy to the bench. And Shickley's going to get this one back as the service sails out of bounds, and it'll be a 9-2 ball game. Clay Center up on top, back to serve. Caressa Reinsch, she'll let it go, going down to the dig, but she would have to have dug deeper to get it. Sorensen couldn't get it. Ace serve by Caressa Reinsch. One more time, she'll bring it up. It's 9-3. Here comes the Wildcats. Hard shot, hammered by Brianna Bailey, and it's going to sail into the crowd, and the Wildcats will get the service back along with it, a 7-point lead. 10-3 the score, back to serve for the Wildcats, Jill Baxa. Longhorn struggled for it. Alk was battling alongside Kaylee Yancey, and they'll lose control. Out of bounds it'll go, and it's now an 8-point Clay Center lead. Back to serve one more time for Clay Center. She'll step up, knock it over. Hard shot. Walters is there to cover it for the Longhorns. It'll be a free ball sent over by Caressa Reinsch, covered by the libero on the Wildcat. Bailey winds up to get it, and she just let it slide off her knuckles, and it goes into the net. Shickley will get it back, down by 7. Taylor Houck to serve for Shickley. Way back, almost as far as she can go. She'll step up, pop it in, just off the net, gets the roll, gets the rotation, and the point for Shickley. 11-5 is our score. Gets the go-ahead. She'll toe the line, send it across. Floats over. It's covered nicely by Brianna Bailey. Sorensen goes down, tries to walk the line, but it goes just out of bounds, and they're asking for a touch. They're not going to get it. Shickley will pick up the point. It's 11-6. Wildcats on top by 5, but Houck trying to bring the Longhorns back into it. Cleared for service. It floats on over. Picked up by Bailey, to Baxa, to Sorensen. Sorensen goes deep. Walters is there for the Longhorns. Pushed across and over by Hannah Coy. Handled by the libero, Danielle Stock. Longhorns reload on the left side. Hard shot brings it down. Kaylee Yancey gets the kill. And Shickley battling back. 11-7. Four straight points now for Shickley. Taylor Houck steps up, toes it over, throws it across. It's picked up. Baxa works the back set to Sorensen, off partially blocked. Walters trying to get a diving effort by Shickley. It's not going to be there. Sorensen picks up her fourth killer shot. And we'll get the service back for the Wildcats. And the lead now cut to 5. Sorensen will head a jump serve to get things going. Walters is there to cover. Big set by Hannah Coy down the line. From Kaylee Yancey, is going to go out of bounds. Point will belong to Clay Center. 13-7 is our score. Sorensen to serve one more time. High jump serve. Pounds it across. It's picked up by the Longhorns at the center of the net. It's going to be bumped over by Kaylee Yancey. Wildcats load up. Tompkins goes. Nobody there to block it. Out of bounds it goes. Tompkins couldn't get it. And Shickley will pick up the point. 13-8. Back to serve will be Hannah Coy for the Lady Longhorns. She'll throw it up, smack it across. It's going to be picked up by Sorensen to Baxter. Baxter pounded on the right side by Bailey, but the Longhorns were there to cover it. It'll be a free ball back for the Wildcats. This time Thompson's on the left side. She's going to get a shot down, but it's going to be picked up by Reince, and the Longhorns send it right back in a hurry. And if Kaylee Yancey with the kill to bring Shickley right back into this ball game, down by four, they'll pick up the service. 13-9, our score. Hannah Coy, one more time, will step up. Shot is over. Out of bounds it goes. Clay Center will get it back. Now up by five. 14-9. Back to serve for Clay Center. Hard shot. Brianna Bailey gets it. Handled by the Longhorns. Pushed over by Olivia Thomas. Thomas now taking up that middle. Tries to go up and block, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Hard hit by Ravon Hudson. And the match goes to 14-10. Clay Center on top. Shickley with the serve. Kaylee Yancey lets it go. Going down to get it is a hard shot. I tell you, all over that court was Sierra Tompkins. Tompkins comes back with a big kill and gets the service back for Clay Center. 15-10 to serve Vanessa Ponder. She put together a lot of good serves against Giltner. It'll be short-lived this time as Baxter tries to dink one over and it goes into the net. Shickley picks up the point and cuts the lead now to 4 points, 15-11. Back to serve for Shickley will be Anna Lichty, the 5'9 sophomore. Steps up on the left side, puts it to the court, gets the go-ahead. She'll rear back, pop it over. Tompkins there to cover it for Clay Center. Backs up, makes the set on the left side. Knocked hard and out of bounds. Did they get the touch? It's conflicting both ways. I don't know if there was a touch. I think Shickley's going to get it. Ravon Hudson had the hit, and there was no touch, 15-12. But Shickley's going to give it right back. Anna Lichty had too much on it. It'll sail out of bounds, 16-12 now. Service will go to Clay Center, and multiple substitutions going in. Brittany Vake will go into the ball game. To the bench will be Ravon Hudson. Hard shot off the net, gets the roll. Brittany Vague does. Wildcats try to set up down the left side. Sorensen gets it down and through. Oh, for the block, a fifth kill for Abby Sorensen. She has really picked up her play now in this second match for Clay Center. 17-12. Service from Vague goes into the net. 17-13. Back into the contest is Sierra Tompkins to the bench. Brittany Vake. Service from Whitney Walters. Walters slaps it over. It's going to be picked up by Sorensen. The box. The box throws it right back. Walters there to cover for the Longhorns. Hope will throw it over. Stock was there. Or Woodbury was there in the libero position to make the save for Clay Center, but it's for naught as Shickley will pick up the point and Walters will go back to the line. 17-14. Walter's service is picked up. Sorensen's there. Hammers it home, and it's in. Out of the way. Diving out of the way was Kaylee Yancey, as that ball had some smoke on it from Sorensen. 18-14 is our score now. Back to serve for Clay Center is Ravon Hudson, the 5'6 senior. Rears back. Pops it over. Floats one in. Covered up by Caressa Ryan. Longhorns let it fly. A lot on that one. House finally gets one to go. And it's an 18-15 ball game. Shickley trying to hang in there. Back to serve. Caressa Ryan. She'll let it fly over. It's picked up by Sorensen. The backs up. On the left side, Bailey goes. No one touch it. Out of bounds it goes. Too deep. Too much on it from Brianna Bailey. Shickley will get it back, and they'll draw within two now. 18-16. service picked up. Sorensen to back to at the line, back to Sorensen. Sorensen goes down. It's a hard shot right off the left of Carissa Reince. A tough kill by Abby Sorensen. It's a 19-16 ball game. Clay Center with the service and a three-point lead. Service from Jill Baxa. Set from Hannah Coy on the left side. In the right spot was Tompkins. To Baxa back to Sorensen. Sorensen's shot going to be fielded by Yancey. Yancey will rear back, let it go. Tompkins there to cover it for the Wildcat. Tompkins in the second row goes too far, and Longhorns will let it go and will pick up the points for doing so and the service. It's a two-point ball game. Shickley trying to battle back to serve Taylor Houck, the 5'11 freshman. Sends it across. It's a low one. Sorensen diving his back to Bailey, lets it go and into the net. We're going to get Clay Center into the net. Dan Sorge thought the referee called it, and now it's a one-point ball game, 19-18. Clay Center on their heels. Taylor Hopp lets it fly. Tompkins there to Baxa, back to Sorensen. Sorensen off the block and a solid effort, but the Longhorns won't be able to get to it. And Clay Center will get it back along with the point, 20-18 is our score. Abby Sorensen's jump serve is up next for Clay Center, up by two. Hard shot in the net, gets the roll. Down it goes. Hannah Coy makes a diving effort for the Longhorns, but it's an ace shot by Sorensen. And 21-18 is our score. Sorensen runs up, pops it across, another ace serve. Sorensen starting to put the aces together for the Wildcats, 22-18. It's a four-point lead now for Clay Center. This one's going to be covered by the Longhorns. Sent across, hard shot by Yancey, covered by the Wildcats. Off the block, hard thundering shot. Bailey was in on it. Yancey's shot's going to be blocked by Bailey and Ponder at the net. Tompkins lets it go from the front left side. Longhorns will send it across, free ball, but it's going to go out of bounds. In the process, a miss hit in the process, and it was a miss hit, 23-18. Clay Center relying on Sorensen serve to get it going. High shot going to be covered by Hauk, wisely so. Everyone thought it was going to be out, but it was in. Longhorns were there and will regroup. Service set pass is over from the Longhorns. Wildcat. Tompkins lets it go off the net. Save, no. Into the net it goes. Shickley will get the point. And they're still alive, 23-19. We're in the first set of the second match for both of these squads. In to serve for Shickley will be McKenna Coy. 5'4 junior steps up. She'll send it across. Wildcats up by four. Baxa has to come a long way to get it, and stepping over her was Tompkins. Everyone out of position by the Wildcats, so Shickley will pick up the point and make it a 23-20 ball game. Floating serve handled by Sorensen to back to Tompkins on the left side off the block. Olivia Thomas was there, need a little bit of help as it was blocked down, and now we've got set points for Clay Center. Crowd on their feet, 24-20 the score. Back to serve for the Wildcats. Hard shot. Brianna Bailey will let it go. Wildcats trying to get it going. Bailey gets it over. Walters is there on the left side. McKenna or Kaylee Yancey lets it go. Wildcats keep it alive. Tompkins with a powerful shot. Yancey one more time gets it to go in, and Yancey keeps Shickley alive. 24-21, still set points for Clay Center. Back to serve now is Kaylee Yancey, the 5'8 freshman, sends it across. It's going to go out of bounds, and Clay Center is going to pick up the win, 25-21, to take the first set. We've got second set action coming your way. We'll have our Allen's mid-set break coming up right away. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
Welcome back to our Allen's of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allen's. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allen's Superstore, proud sponsors of the KLIQ Volleyball Game of the Week, Match of the Week. Shickley and Clay Center going at it. Clay Center takes the first set, 25-21, and they can make a perfect night out of it and keep their perfect record intact by taking the second set from Shickley. Shickley may have something to say about that. Some of the stats coming your way: Abby Sorensen, 6 kills in just that set alone, along with 2 aces. Urban Hudson picks up an ace for Clay Center, and the Sierra Tompkin gets a kill for the Wildcats also. For Shickley, 2 kills by Kaylee Yancey, a kill and an ace by Taylor Houck, an ace by Caressa Reince, and that's pretty much your highlights for Shickley. As they battled, they hung in there. They tried to keep things going. They made things interesting, but when you get off to a 9-1 score start, Shickley had a big hole to dig themselves out of, but they managed to get back into this ball game, coming within 1 point at 19-18, and from then on, Clay Center just started putting things together and started to pull away. Shickley tried to make a little bit of a game out of it, drawing in a couple points there late in the first set, but it's a 25-21 victory for Clay Center, nevertheless. Now one set from calling it a ninth, and a perfect night at that. They beat Gildner earlier in the night in 2 sets, and now I've taken Shickley, the first one from Shickley, and we'll try to get the second one. As Coach Dan Sorge tries to rally the Longhorns, and our second set will be coming your way. You've been listening to the Allen's of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allen's, so you get more Superstore. Stay with us after the contest. We'll have our post-game show coming your way also, but our second set of the third match of the evening will come your way. Shickley will start off with the serve. It'll be Whitney Walters to lead things off for the Longhorns. Back to the Sorensen. Sorensen wastes little time. Thunders one into the top row, and the crowd off a Shickley player, and Sorensen wasting little time getting the Wildcats up on top. Back to serve now for Clay Center was Ravon Hudson. Longhorns will send over a free ball. Woodbury gets it. Back to Sorensen. Sorensen off a tip. Walters is there to cover it for the Longhorns. Off the left side and into the net it goes from Carissa Reink. And Clay Center up to a 2-0 lead over Shickley early on in the second set. Back to serve one more time. Ravon Hudson. She'll try to drop one in and get it. Find her mark. Well put, well placed, Ravon Hudson. Her second ace against Shickley tonight, and that was a good one as that just dropped right in and caught Shickley off guard, 3-0. This one's going to go into the net, and she's not going to get the roll. And Shickley on the board. They'll get the service down by 2. Caressa Reince to serve. Reince, a 5'8 sophomore, floats one over, picked up by Sorensen to back on the left side. Bailey gets it off the block, saved but sent over by the Longhorns. One more time. Hawk is there, and she's going to get it off of Woodbury, and out of bounds it's going to go, and Shickley battles back now, 3-2. The Wildcats on top here in the second set by the narrowest of margins. Back to serve one more time as Caressa Reince. She'll wind up, pop this one over. It's going to be covered by Bailey to back to the Sorensen on the right side. Sorensen just reaches up and drives that one down. and gets the service back for the Wildcats, 4-2. Back to serve will be Jill Baxter, the 5'6 senior. Steps up, pops it over, low serve, going to be picked up right at the net, and waiting for it was Danielle Stock. She was right there in the right spot at the right time and just dinked it over and gets the point for the Wildcats. 5-2 is our score. Clay Center backs it, lets it fly. This one's going to sail hard and out of bounds. And Shickley will get the service back. Back in the ballgame now, Olivia Thomas to the bench. Goes Anna Lichty. At the service line will be Taylor Hauff, the 5'11 freshman. Sends the ball over. It's going to be picked up by the Wildcats on the left side. Bailey tries to get a dink. Going in for it was Yancey. Longhorns having a hard time playing with it, and they're going to get a double hit called. And Clay Center will inherit the serve. They're up by 3. Sorensen gets it. Her jump serve is in. Hannah Coy makes the set down the line from Thomas, handled by the Wildcats. Tompkin lets it fly and gets a good kill. Tompkin was all over that one and gets a 7-3 lead for the Wildcats. Sorensen, another crack at this running jump serve. Up it goes, hammered in. Walters there to cover for the Longhorns. On the left side, Thomas will push it over. Covered by Sorensen now. Woodbury lets it go, and she just launches it out of bounds. Dylan Woodbury will turn over the ball to Shickley now. Down by 3. Anna Coy, the 5'5 freshman, will step in to serve for Shickley. She'll wind up, let this one go. It's going to go out of bounds, and Shickley will turn it right back over. 8-4 is our score. Clay Center will rely on Brianna Bailey. No, she's going to give up the service. And Brooke Yates will come in. Yates is a 5'3 junior. And she'll jump over to the left side of the service line. She's got a jump serve, and this is going to drop in short, and it's not going to be played. Ace serve by Brooke Yates. And it's a 9-4 second set. Clay Center working to make a short nine out of this. Jump serve is going to go way short. And Brooke Yates will come up 1-1 on that rotation. Back to the service line. We go for Shickley. It's Kaylee Yancey. Maxie there to cover it. Into the net real low and hard from Danielle Sock, and Shickley will get the point. And those are the ones that can give Shickley the momentum and take some of the rally out of Clay Center. Tompkins going to try to get it back. She'll thunder one down. Yancey's there to cover for the Longhorns. Rice lets it fly. Sorensen tries to control it off the ceiling. Sorensen will let it go from the second row, covered up, and now Rice will send it across into the net. We're going to get 4 hits on Shickley, so Clay Center will get the service back. Along with it, a 10-6 lead. Back in the ballgame, Vanessa Ponder will inherit the serve, and Danielle Sock will head to the bench. Ponder had a nice series of serves against Gildner in our first match, and she'll send this one over. It's going to be tough to handle, but the Longhorns were up to the task. Pushed over, but under the net goes Carissa Reich. She did well to stay out of the net, but unfortunately went under it. And it's a 5-point Wildcat lead, 11-6 our score. Fonder putting her second serve together. She'll wind up, send this one over, launches it, covered by Hannah Coy on the left side. Dinked at the net and trying to get it were the Wildcats, but it's a solid shot from Carissa Rank to make it an 11-7 contest. 4-point lead. Anna Lichty will come to serve for the Longhorns. She'll rear back, let this one go. Tompkins there. It's a back to Tompkins. Tompkins slaps it over right to Coy. Anna Coy handles it, and now it's sent across by the Longhorns from Carissa Reince. Loading up, Wildcat partially blocked. Shot covered. Ravon Hudson was there, but Shickley's going to get the point. And it's 11-8. Anilicki to serve one more time. Shipley down by three. Service, can they get it? Nice way to run it down, and I'll tell you what, that's how Clay Center wins ball games. That shot was so close to being an ace. They sent a free ball across, but it had some angle on it, and Shickley unable to handle it. So Clay Center, that's what you call a statement point, that Clay Center puts everything in play. Brittany Vake to serve for the Wildcats. At the net, and a tough battle, and Houck gave up on it, and the Wildcats stayed with it. Great play by Ravon Hudson. Makes it a 13-8 ball game. Hard shot. Service is going to be covered by the Longhorns. Work the left side to Houck. Houck lets it go. Finds the angle. Gets the bottom of the court. Caught Brooke Yates leaning, and Shickley will get it back. Trailing 13-9. Rotation works its way around one more time to Whitney Walters. Walters will handle the service for Shickley. Has a four-point deficit. Four deep are the Wildcats. Service is up. Sorensen goes down, backs up, works the right side, and it's going to be launched out of bounds. Ravon Hudson couldn't get underneath it. Shickley continues to battle in there, now only down by three. Walters lets it fly. It's going to be covered by Bailey. Sorensen's going to get it right off the net, partially blocked, but down to get it was Yancey, and Yancey gets it. And the other side is Carissa Reince, who takes the perfect pass and drives it home and makes it a two-point ball game. Shickley battling in there, 13-11. Walters to serve it again for Shickley. She'll send it over. Tompkins there. Sorensen works the right side. It's going to be pushed over. Good play by Hudson to get it across and not go under the net. She had a lot of momentum. One more time, Hudson toes the line. Longhorns there to recover. Pushed over, covered by Sorensen. To Baxa. Woodbury lets it fly. That's going to be covered by Lichty of the Longhorns. And a hard shot from Reince is fielded by the Wildcats. Dinked over by Baska. Good rally going on here. Baxa sets up Sorensen on the left side. Sorensen rears back. That's going to be covered by Yancey, who reaches down to get it. Houck sends it across and out of bounds. And the rally comes to an end, but boy, neither squad wanted to give up that one. That's a hard-fought point, 14-11. Clay Center up by three. One more time, Hudson lets it fly. It's going to be covered now by Tompkins. Up back to Sorensen. Sorensen brings it down. Yancey's there for the Longhorns. Another good rally working here. Pushed over by Walters. Woodbury's there to back to Sorensen down the left side. Sorensen cuts the angle and gets it. And that's a hard shot. Sorensen racking up the points now for Clay Center. It's a four-point lead. Hudson lets this one go for Clay Center. It'll be a free ball. No, it'll be a hard shot from the second row. Good effort by Yancey to keep the ball in play. Woodbury lets one go, partially blocked at the net by Hoke. Longhorns reloading. Hoke tries to drop it at the net. Backs us there with a block, and we're going to get into the net. Shickley into the net. Clay Center now up 16-11. Hudson lets one more fly. This one's going to sail way left and out of bounds, and it was a good run for Clay Center, but Shickley will get it back, and it'll be Carissa Reince charged with the service. Shickley down by four. She rears back, lets it fly, and it's going to go just out of bounds. Wise call by Clay Center to let that one go. About a half a foot out of bounds it goes. Woodbury goes to the bench, back into the ballgame. Whitney, check that. It's going to be Danny Sock back into the ballgame. Service from Jill Baxa now. Baxa lets it go. Her shot is going to be covered by Yancey. Yancey gets the pass back, kept alive by the Longhorns. Sorensen fed that one perfectly, gets another kill. That's her 11th of just this match alone. It's an 18-12 ball game. We're going to get a timeout from Dan Sorge. We'll take a break as well. 6-point lead for Clay Center. We'll be right back with more high school volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Here's a message from Frigidaire and Cooney Refrigeration in Clay Center. Being comfortable is priceless, and when you can get amazing home comfort at a more comfortable price, why wait any longer? Right now, when you call Cooney Refrigeration about a Frigidaire Complete Comfort System, you'll save on price and receive comfort. Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating always wishes the Clay Center and area athletes good luck. Cooney Refrigeration, Clay Center. Call 402-462-3738 or 402-469-6939.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball. Rob Osmond with you from Clay Center. The Wildcats, just the first set, 25-21. Here in the second set, they're up by six. Jill Bax is still back to serve. The 5'6 senior has a good run going for Clay Center, along with that six-point lead. Four deep to cover her service. It's going to be sent over back deep, covered, picked up by Reinks on the right side. Hauk let it go. Good set from McKenna Coy, and I think the shot's going to sail out of bounds. No, Shickley's going to pick up the point. Partially blocked by Clay Center. Hauk will go back to serve. Shickley now down by five. They need this set to keep alive. Shickley does. Backs to Sorensen. Sorensen thunders one down. Walters was there. And it'll be a free ball. Sorensen to Baxa. The Fox that was up and brought it down and gets the point for Clay Center. 19-13, Sorensen will get the serve at a good time. Her high jump serve comes in hard. Walters was there to cover. McKenna Coy trying to make a back set, and it's going to get knocked out of bounds, and I think Shickley's going to get that back. They are. They battle back to within five now, Shickley does. McKenna Coy, the 5'4 junior, back to serve. She'll rear back, pop this one over. Tompkin to Baxa. Back to Tompkin on the left side. Partially blocked at the net by Olivia Thomas. And Shickley cuts the lead now to 4-19-15. Coy lets this one go. Sorensen will just have to send this over as a free ball. Hard shot off the block. Right there was Kaylee Yancey. Yancey, the 5'9 freshman, drops this one in, and it's a three-point ball game, 19-16. Julie Studnicka wants to call a quick timeout. We'll take a break as well. It's a three-point Clay Center lead. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeger Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeger Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Shipley battling in there, trying to ruin the perfect season from Clay Center. They're down by three, Shipley is. 19-16, they need this set to force a third. Sorensen covers the service. On the right side, Bailey has her shot blocked by Olivia Thomas. Thomas works her way down the net. Shot is going to get through, however, as Clay Center will pick up the point, 20-16. They'll take the service. It'll be Brianna Bailey. Bailey's a 5'4 junior. Into the ballgame also is Jamie Baxa, 5'8 sophomore, on the front row. Bailey shots a hard one at the net. Save by Jamie Baxa, and then dink over by Tompkins. Tompkin made an excellent play on that one, and it looked like it was going to be a broken play, but Clay Center hung in there, stayed with it, gets the point, 21-16, a five-point Wildcat lead. Shots over, it's a low one, it's going to be right back. Longhorns now working underneath it. Thomas hook shots one over, backs it to load up for the Wildcats. Tompkin lets it go, it's going to be covered, pushed over, and then sent down the open spot on the net. Jamie Baxa was there. The sophomore gets the shot. And it's 22-16. 16. Question in the rotation now being looked at. Brianna Bailey still to serve. 22-16 is our score. We're in the second set. Back in the ball game is McKenna Coy. She'll take that back right position. Four deep now are the Longhorns. Houck makes the cover to Walters. Hard shot into the net, saved by the Longhorns. Pushed over wisely by Carissa Reink. On the right side, good effort by Daniel Sock to keep it going for the Wildcats. Loading up now are Clay Center. And I'll tell you what, another great play. Jamie Baxa was there. She fought through the block from Olivia Thomas. Gets the point, 23-16. Seven-point lead now as Clay Center starts to pull away. Shickley's shot going to go out of bounds from Kaylee Yancey. And it's 24-16. Crowds on their feet. Match point for Clay Center. Brooke Yates back to serve. Can put it away for Clay Center to remain perfect. They'll need it. Jump serve. This one's going to be a short one covered by Shickley. Shickley trying to hang in there. Houck will send it over to the free ball. It's not going to make it. Clay Center is going to stay perfect on the season. They'll win this one 25-16. As Clay Center wraps up the evening with a perfect win against Gildner and then two sets against Shickley. We'll fill in the blanks, let you know who's doing what and who racked up some serious stats tonight in our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Shickley Grain Company, Incorporated, proudly supports all the Shickley teams and athletes. The Shickley Grain Company buys, sells, and stores grain and has your fertilizer products. Working for a better community, the Shickley Grain Company wishes continued success in the classroom and on the field. Call Bill at the Shickley Grain Company at 402-627-2425 or 1-800-456-3989 and at www.shickleygrain.com. Good luck, Longhorns, from Shickley Grain Company in Shickley.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Clay Center sports teams, athletes, and coaches. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center in the area and still eager to serve your farm and town properties and other insurance needs. Over 100 years of providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company in Clay Center. For your nearest agent, call 800-762-3860. Congratulations on a great season to the Clay Center Wildcats from the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Recapping action tonight from Clay Center. Rob Austin with you on our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Sylvan Learning Center, proud sponsors of our postgame show on the Breeze, 94.5. What a match for Clay Center as they proved to showed everyone, actually, that why they are undefeated, because I'll tell you what, that was some solid play all the way around by the Wildcats. They'll improve on the season now to 17-0. Here's a few of the unofficial statistics for you. What we do know for a fact is that they beat Shickley in the first set 25-21. The Longhorns hung in there in that first set. In the second set, Clay Center looked like they were going to get into a little bit of trouble, and things got a little bit tight, and then all of a sudden at the end, the Wildcats pulled it out 25-16, rather handily, taking care of Shickley. For Clay Center on the match, Abby Sorensen unofficially with 11 kills, 2 aces. Sierra Tompkin had 4 kills, 2 aces also from Ravon Hudson, and an ace from Brooke Yates. wraps up the statistics for Clay Center. Very solid play all the way around for Clay Center. They found multiple ways to win. They won a lot of the battles at the net. They won a lot of battles on the corners, and their service was excellent, as is the tradition now under Coach Julie Sednick's ball club, as they improved to 17-0 for Shickley. Two big kills from Kylie Yancey. I'm really impressed with her play. I got to tell you, she is going to be something. Yancey is a freshman and has really stepped up and played very well for the Longhorns. And Coach Dan Sorg has got to be pretty proud of what he has coming up. And this is only a great learning season for Shickley. They should pay no attention to their record and should just concentrate on playing good volleyball. The record will take care of itself, especially next year when look for Shickley to be a contender in D2. So that's going to be a fun time. But Clay Center keeps the season perfect at 17-0 after beating Giltner and Shickley tonight. They will now go to Bruning Davenport. They will take part in a triangular in Harvard against Bruning Davenport and Harvard. They'll also have a D2 matchup with Lawrence Nelson, who is 9-5 as we speak. That could be a pretty tough matchup for Clay Center. They'll also take part in the High Plains Community triangular against High Plains Community. Exeter Milligan's in that as well. That's going to be a hard-fought battle. Exeter Milligan in D1 is 11-3, so Clay Center is in control of their own destiny, and they are a solid ball club, and you can tell that's why they are ranked number one in D2, and they are a lot of fun to watch, and that's exactly what we've seen tonight. And that, by the way, is your Sylvan Learning Center postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. We'll wrap up the evening here in just a little bit. We'll take a quick break and be right back with our finale from Clay Center. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and ELIQFM.com.
My daughter Emily always tried her best in school, but her grades didn't always show it. I tried everything I could think of to help, but nothing worked. Then I called Sylvan. The Sylvan instructor made an instant connection with Emily and gave her the personal and expert attention she needed. Sylvan identified the areas Emily needed help with and developed a personalized plan to address them. Thanks to Sylvan, Emily has shown the progress that I was looking for. It shows in her grades and in her confidence at school. Call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. You'll be glad you did.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Clay Center one last time. Rob Osmond with you as Clay Center takes advantage of their own triangular, defeating Giltner in the first match of the evening. Giltner took care of Shickley in the second match of the evening, and then our third match had just wrapped up. Clay Center dispatched Shickley to remain perfect at 17-0 on the season in their last season here at the gymnasium. So great triangular here at Clay Center. I'm telling you, we're going to be seeing this team again in the playoffs, and I certainly look forward to it. Clay Center, solid ball club, and playing with a lot of spirit and a lot of emotion and just a very well-controlled ball club. And they've got a lot of good hitters on there, and that's what separates teams like Clay Center from the rest of the pack, and that's always makes for some fun volleyball, and that's a good night. Before we wrap things up tonight, I do want to say some special thanks to all of our sponsors, without which we could not bring you these volleyball matchups. Of course, Deeker Construction, Dog Smokehouse Cafe in Shickley. That's one place you definitely got to check out in Shickley. Also, Shickley Grain, Clay Center Mutual Insurance, Big Daddy's Diner here in Clay Center. Can't miss it, right off Highway 14. Cooney Refrigeration, Dalton Truck Line Incorporated, and of course, all the good places out of Giltner as well, including the Bank of Donovan, Robert Shaw Insurance, Hearst Farm Supply. Gotta love the Sitting Bull Saloon in Giltner. That's another one of those places you just have to check out. Delcom, E&E Carpet, and Pinnacle Bank, all proud sponsors. Thank everyone, all of our sponsors, for participating in our volleyball games of the week. We sort of like to get out of the mainstream of matchups and bring you some solid volleyball around outside the area and pick up teams like Giltner, Clay Center, Shickley, and all the other teams that we try to bring you, and we could not do that without local sponsors. So thank you all of our local sponsors. Please check out those places and let them know that you heard them on your KLIQ volleyball game of the week. I am Rob Osmond. I also want to thank Stephanie Mueller back at Mission Control for pushing the right buttons and keeping us on the air and having a little bit of fun in the process. Steph's always a trooper hanging in there. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget we've got high school football coming your way tomorrow on all of our stations. Check out KLIQFM.com. You can find out all the area matchups and what's going on. So we will talk to you tomorrow from the Breeze. We will be at Silver Lake in Bladen for the Axtell Silver Lake matchup, a big, tough D2 battle going on there. Look forward to that tomorrow. Look forward to being with you then. I hope you join us and hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. You've been listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com. Good night.
Coming soon.